Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining us for Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stack, and very first, I want to tell you that we have a new episode of the series Give Back. Now, we really love this series, and a few weeks ago, we interviewed the producer of Give Back, and he has traveled all over the world to share stories of people giving really selfless service. So this week's video takes us to Romania. You'll want to be sure to check that out on the Mormon Channel. Well, today we're going to be talking about money. It's no doubt a very contentious topic at times during any relationship or any marriage. And so we want to give some helpful advice that comes from LDS.org. And it's from Elder Marvin J. Ashton. And it's from a talk that he gave clear back in 1975, actually, during General Conference about family finances. And the talk that he gave was then published into a little booklet that can be accessed online. And even though it was given 30 years ago, it's still extremely important today. That's what we're going to discuss. So he talked about how at the time he had recently visited with a young couple who had decided to be married within a week. And he said that they were a faithful young couple, that they were obviously in love, that they had really great backgrounds of and foundations of a college education, good homes, cultural experiences, and they were excited about their futures, and they were just off to a really great start. Until he got to the question, he said, well, who's going to manage money in your relationship? And the young woman replied, well, he is, I guess, you know, pointing to her fiancé. And her fiancé responded, well, we haven't really talked about that yet. He was really surprised and shocked. And he said, well, how important is money management and finances during marriage and family affairs? It's extremely, tremendously important. And the American Bar Association has actually indicated that 89% of all divorces can be traced back to quarrels and accusations over money. Can you believe that number? Others have estimated that 75% of all divorces result from clashes over finances. And some professional counselors indicate that 4 out of 5 families are strapped with really serious money problems. So he goes on to say, basically, because of all of this, you need to make money management very present within your home and in your relationship, and that a husband and wife should be on the same page. It should be a partnership. Both parties have a voice in the decision and the policy making. And when children come into the relationship and reach the age of accountability, they too need to be involved in money concerns on a limited partnership basis. And that if you're willing to make it sort of an open discussion in your home, that it will bring peace, it will bring contentment, love, security, and there won't be those financial anxieties or bickerings or problems if everyone has a discussion about it and it's all on the same, everyone's on the same page. He gives us 12 points that we can use to achieve those goals. And today we're going to discuss the first 3, and then tomorrow, during tomorrow's episode, we'll discuss the additional 9. The first thing that he says that's really important is to pay an honest tithing. And this can be a hard thing to do when you're strapped for money or when you don't have a lot of cash in your relationship. I remember when I first got married, we were so poor. We were both students and we were so broke. And it seemed really hard to write that check for tithing because we thought, oh, we don't have any money. It's so hard to pay this and put it away. But it was a commitment that we had made when we got married that we were going to pay our tithing and it wasn't going to be a question and we were never going to miss. And so we were definitely blessed because of that. And we continue to be blessed because we pay an honest tithing. So even if things are so hard and you're so strapped for money, understand that the Lord keeps that in mind and that he finds other ways to help you. The second thing that he mentions is to learn to manage money before it manages you. Very good advice for sure. So what exactly does that mean? Well, learn how to stay on top of your finances. Learn how to manage your money and use it wisely, not spend beyond your means. Otherwise, you become a slave to payments and bills and you get in over your head and the stress that it adds to your life is just so not worth what you spent that money for. The next one is to learn self-discipline and self-restraint in money matters. Also very hard because we kind of live in a society of now. Media and advertising kind of teaches us that we need something right now. We can't wait to save up for it. But it's important to exercise self-discipline and self-restraint because not only will it make that a little bit sweeter when we are able to purchase or buy what we want, but it also helps us control our finances in the long run. Well, Dave Ramsey said, a budget is telling your money where to go instead of wondering where it went. Something to think about as you head into the week. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.